Lakuta Sichas Chelig Yud Gimel Parsha Chukas Sicha Aleph. Behem Shachlam Hashanem Ar Bereish Parsha Seinu Zoyz Chukas HaTorah. In regards to what it says in our Parsha, the beginning, right at the beginning of the Parsha, this is the Chuk laws of the Torah, maybe B'medrash. HaPasuk Mi Yitin Toher Mitami. The Medrash says, quotes the Pasuk, what is the difference? Who makes the Toher different than the Tomei? U'mamshich b'kama dugmois b'inyonet tumah she'anu moitzim behem dover be'ifuchai, and continues by bringing out in a number of things in the matters of tumah v'tahara that you find that there are seeming contradictions within the laws of tumah. For instance, b'heres kegris ba'odah metamei, if there is a white discoloration on the skin the size of a small bean on a person, then he's tamei. Parcha b'kulei tar, if the whites spread to the whole body, then he becomes tar, which is contradictory. If a little tiny space spot is tamei, then the whole body should be even more tamei. V'oid and other such examples of Messiah, and then he concludes, Mi tziva kein, who is the one that commanded this? Mi gozar kein, who is the one that decreed it? Loi yechidah shel olam, it's not the one and only of the world. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibush says, Chuka chakakti, gzeira gazarti, I made a chuka, I made a gzeira, iyat rishoy labar al gzeira, so you're not permitted to transgress my gzeiras, even if you don't understand. U'midehebi b'medesh kamei inyonim b'chukim shebetumah v'tara, and since the Medrash brings a number of different seeming chukim, incomprehensible halachas in regards to Tumah V'Tahara in general, and he brings it in connection with the chief chukah, which is the Parah Adumah, which is in our parasha, and also as a explanation on the pasuk Zeis Chukas HaTorah, Shemamin Hosha Medrash Mefarish B'Zeis Chukas HaTorah, it seems from this that the Medrash holds that in this parsha, this pasuk Zeis Chukas HaTorah, Nirmaz Loi Rak Chukah Parah Adumah. It's not only alluding to the Chukah of Parah Adumah, which follows Zeis Chukas HaTorah, Ela Gam HaChukah Shevaklolus Inin HaTumah V'Taharosam, but that includes also the general difficulty with understanding the laws of Tumah V'Tahara, Shehut Sad HaShava Shebechol HaDugmois Koyu Gam Inya Parah Adumah, which is the common denominator between all the examples that Medrash brings in the contradictions within Tumah V'Tahara, including also Parah Adumah. The Rebbe is saying that the Chukas HaTorah includes all Tumah V'Tahara, not just Parah Adumah. Haina shechuka de Parah Adumah he loyrak agzera shebeprote dina para. In other words, that the chuka element of Parah Adumah, this incomprehensible part of Parah Adumah, is not just about the details of the Parah Adumah, which are even more difficult to understand than perhaps other mitzvahs of Tumah V'Tahara. Ela gam agzera shebeinyan akloli da Tumah V'Tahara shebeyidei para. But it applies, the chukah element of it relates not only to the details of Parah Adumah, but to the general principle of Tumah V'Tahara. K'mayim HaChazal, lo yames metama v'lo yamayim metarim, as our sages tell us, it's not a dead person that brings Tumah, and it's not water that brings Tahara in itself. There is nothing Tomei about this and nothing Tahara about this. It's just that the Eibishter decided that this is how it should be, and I made this decree, the Ksiv Zeis Chukas HaTorah, as the Pasuk says, these are the Chukas of the Torah. In other words, that Tumah V'Tahara is a Chukah. B'Klolus Yaser, more in general, B'Loshna Rambam, as the Rambam says, Dova Borer B'Golo Yisha Tumah V'Tahara Zgzeres HaKosefeh. It's clear that the Tumah V'Tahara Torah says is Gzeiras HaKosev, is just how it was decided by Hashem. Ve'ena midvarim shadayt shalodim machrasay. And these are not things that a human intellect would necessarily come to that kind of a conclusion. Vareyem eklal ha'chukim, and they are considered chukim. Zeisa Meres, in other words, Ima Yeisa B'Zeis Chukas HaTorah Medubah Hu B'Shaycha Zoltumas Meis V'Tarasa, that even though, strictly speaking, the words Zeis Chukas HaTorah in our Parsha are relating specifically to the Tumas Meis, that specific Tumah V'Tarah, G'Pasha Saksuvim, as we see from the meaning of the Psukim in this week's Parsha. Hareza Boilerama is Gamal HaChukas Shebeklolos Inin HaTumah V'Tarah. It also alludes to the fact that from the Medrash it seems that it alludes to the general idea of Tumah V'Tahara, that it is also a chukah, and so on. Beis, Yadua Shekol Inyan Shebetayda Yesh Bayirah Ba'Avedus Kol Echad Ve'Echad Ve'Menei Yisrael B'Chol Makom U'B'Chol Zman. We know that every matter that is discussed in Torah, that is taught in the Torah, has a lesson for the Aveda of every Yid in every place and every time. As it says, that the Torah is eternal. It means that it applies at all times and in all places. And this relates even to those mitzvahs and dinim, which are only apply during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So that they only apply in the Beis HaMikdash, that relates only to actually doing the mitzvah in their literal sense. Our beruchni is, but in the spiritual sense, gam mitzvahs elu hem lamaylu magbolus asman amakim. These mitzvahs, which only apply in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, are also transcend time and space, and therefore they apply even in our day and in our age and outside Eretz Yisrael and so on in their spiritual sense. Ukamekim and idin didan, and that is true of our case too. Ikir kiyum dine tumah v'tahara hu bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim. It's true that for the most part the main substance of Tumah V'Tahara apply only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Aval teichin inyanim ba'aveda ruchnis, but what they mean and what's behind it and so on, what's their spiritual sense, hu kayim b'shayich b'chol zman amakim, applies at all times and places. V'ayinu kudvazen, another point. Ha'hira, the zeis chukas ha'teira shayeches l'kol echad v'echad. The lesson of zeis chukas ha'teira, that applies to everyone. Gam l'kagayin eilud l'yadam ha'kamri, even to such people that when they learn, they don't understand what they're saying. They don't understand the meaning of things. When they learn Torah, they read Chumash and so on, they don't really understand what they're saying. Sharei gam heim avarchem birchus ha'Torah, ha'ira, because even such people that don't understand Chumash that they read, they also make the bracha of birchus ha'Torah before they learn Torah. And the Torah is melosh ha'ira. So there is a lesson even for those people that don't really understand what they're saying. Shekirim parasha zu. So when they learn this parasha of Zeis Chukas HaTorah, they make the bracha. So it applies to them too. He, as an aside, he says, of course, this only relates to Torah Shavikzav. Avo belimet apratim shavetorah shavapeh. But if they were to learn the details of these mitzvahs in Torah shavapeh and Mishnayos and Gemara and so on, mevarchim rak kishmei ben alimud, then they would make the bracha birchas haTorah only if they understand what they're saying. Because Torah shebiksav, even if you just say the words and you don't understand, you still have to make a bracha. But Torah shebal peh, you're not yotze the mitzvah of limud haTorah if you don't understand what it means. Therefore, you don't make a bracha. But still, mizeh muven asher ira lekol echad ve'echad hiloy ma'prote dinim. So from the fact that even someone that doesn't understand and he learns this section in Torah still makes a bracha. So we understand that it's not the details which are brought out in Torah Shabbat Peh which are what brings the lesson. Shem l'mayla ma'asogat shalish v'pashut, because those details are of course beyond the comprehension of this simple person that doesn't understand them. El miklados inyan zeis chukas haTorah, but that the lesson that can be learned from it comes from the general principle of zeis chukas haTorah, which even the simple person makes a bracha, and therefore it relates to him, and therefore that's where the lesson comes from the general principle and not from the details. Gimel, v'yumah zeh b'haktiv, so we'll understand what this general principle is and what it means and what the lesson is by first explaining apir sheyaduah b'mashe nemar zeis chukas haTorah. In explanation of this word zeis chukas haTorah, these are the laws, the statutes of the Torah. Since this is an introduction to the laws of Parah Adumah, it should have said, these are the statutes of the Parah Adumah. Why does it say of the Torah, of the general principles of Torah? Shamitzah de paradume yesh b'teichen anunze b'teira b'chlal. What it teaches is that the principles of paradume are the principles of teira in general. V'zeu zeis chukas ha-teira, zeis chukas she-be-para, shehi ha-chukat ha-teira kula. These are the laws of the paradume, which are the laws of the whole teira. What's underlying it is really applicable to the entire Torah. Umavur kol baze barichus barucha, and it's explained in regards to this the habahatalia, that one depends on the other. Mitzvah zul yisachuka, that this mitzvah, since it is a chayik, in other words, we don't understand what it means. Vafilu be'erach shar mitzvah shebechusuga chukim, and even in comparison to the other mitzvahs which are called chukim. Because there are many mitzvahs which are chukim, but paraduma is considered the mother of all chukim. Even Shlomo HaMelech said, Amarti achakma, I thought that I could understand it, but this one I couldn't understand. Lachem bazeh gufa, he called us kol mitzvahs, and that's why it's in this brings out the general principles of mitzvahs. But Tam, the reason that this brings out the general principles of mitzvahs. Kol mitzvahs muhusam hu ratzon elyon. All mitzvahs, what they are essentially is, they are the will of Hashem. Shalomaylum abchinas chochma v'tam, which transcend any comprehension and understanding and reasons. V'gama mitzvah sheyesh alein tam, and even those mitzvahs which ultimately we do understand a reason for them. Harei eina in yishamuhu samuha chochma, that doesn't mean that the principle, the essence of the mitzvah is this reason, which we understand. What it means really is that the essence of the mitzvah is the will of Hashem. And in this case, by this mitzvah, Hashem allowed His will to be nimshach down into intellect as well, that we can even understand a meaning and a purpose for this mitzvah. But essentially, it's still the will of Hashem, which transcends logic. But in their essence, even after they've come down into intellect, they still remain the real essence of the mitzvah is that it's the will of Hashem. And therefore, we fulfill all the mitzvahs, even the ones that we do understand. Tzarech li is the reason we fulfill them has to be ba'ifan zedafke in this way. In what way? That they are the will of Hashem. Tzarech l'kaimem loy mipnei sha'aseichel badas mechayvam. We do it not because it's logical, that it makes sense that we should behave this way. Elo kenutzach ha-brochas ha-brochas ha-mitzvahs, but rather as the brocha of mitzvah says, mipnei sha'tzivonu, because the Eibishter commanded us to do it, and not because it's logical to do it. Mipnei sha'kach gozer rotzon elyon, because this is the decree of the will of Hashem, that this is how it should be. And this is the meaning of the pasuk. Zois chukas ha-teira. This is the statute of Teira. Im sha-mitzvahs nechlokas b'derech klal legimul sugim. Even though mitzvahs are generally divided into three general categories, chukim, edus, and mishpatim, the statutes, meaning the ones that we don't understand, the edus, which are testimonial mitzvahs, meaning they commemorate a certain event or a certain thing, or mishpatim, and the ones that are logical. So there are three categories of mitzvahs. Hare mohusa ma'atzmi shall call a mitzvah a Torah, but you want to know what the real essence and what is the pnimius of every mitzvah, of all the mitzvahs of Torah, gam asugim de'edus u'mishpatim, even those which do have reasons. Hi chukah, the real essence is that it is a chukah, which means it's just Hashem decided. V'loy oid ala shukulam heim b'mchinas zois chukas a Torah. And not only that, but they are, as it says, this is the chukah. Ha-chukah de paradumah shafilu shleim ha-chokham kol adam omer al zahamarti ha-chakam v'yirchekim imenu. It's not just any ordinary chukah. They all rise to the level of chukah of paradumah, the one about which Shleim HaMelech said, as I said before, that I thought I could understand it, but it's beyond me. So all mitzvahs are that kind of chukah in their essence. L'mayla l'gamri b'geder ha-chokhmah, completely transcending chokhmah. Even Shlomo HaMelech can't understand it. Dalit, mitzad inyan ze, from this perspective, rotzim v'chukah, sheva mitzvahs, matzinu kama v'kama dvarim, sheheim b'shava v'chol ha-mitzvahs. It's because of this that we find that there are certain things which are equal to all mitzvahs. Ad shomer chazal, that the chazal say, loy tehe yeshev b'shekel b'mitzvei shel Torah. You shouldn't sit there weighing mitzvahs of the Torah, which one is more important, which one is less important, and so on. Mavur b'kama mekayimis, it's explained in a number of places, a hefresh bein, koyach harotzen v'koyach hachochma. In Maimorim and so on, it's explained the difference between chachma, erotzen, and chachma. V'bechlal, hakoyach pnimim shel adam, chachma includes also all the other inner koyaches of the person, all the midas, and so on. That's all represented by chachma. Hachachma ba b'ischalkus, chachma can be divided, is divisible into parts and components and details and so on. Heim b'ischalkus kloli, in general, there is a general hischalkus, separation or differences in a general way. The aim seichel echad doim l'chaveder, for instance, no two people think alike. So chachma is divided into the way people see things. Everybody thinks differently. V'heim b'ischalkus proti b'chol haskola gufa, as well as every thought, every idea, every concept is made up of many, many components and many details. So the general principle that people think differently, and then even within a specific thought, it is divided into many details. Shabba dafke b'ribay pratim, every chachma comes with many details. By Ratzin, on the other hand, Ratzin ain't b'pchinas ischalkus. Ratzin cannot be divided into parts, components. Loi b'ischalkus kloli, not into a general difference, v'loi b'ischalkus prati, nor into details. V'hainu, l'vad zoi she'ein b'ischalkus b'prati inyanim, which means, not only does it not have a division in details, that when you want something, you want this detail more than that detail, and so on. Shekol prat shel dovar shereitze b'yehu b'shava, because when a person wants something, if it isn't connected to chachma for a reason that he wants something, so then just wanting something, every detail of that wanting is equal. It's not that I want this more than that. Like if somebody wants a house, so it's not that you want the floors more than the walls, or the roof more than the floors, and the basement more than the upper floor. All the details are considered one desire. I want a house. And this is for details. And then even in general, it doesn't divide into a general category of ischalkus. Because wanting something that is indivisible. Every part of what you want is equally important, provided that it comes from Ratzin and not that it comes from Chochma, because you recognize the importance of something or how good this could be, because then there could be a difference based on Chochma between this thing and that thing. This I need more, this I need less. But if it comes from a place of Ratzin, which is beyond Chochma, so then everything is equal, everything is indivisible, everything is one big Ratzin. That's explained at length in a number of Maimorim, many Maimorim. Valderazu b'mitzvah ha-Torah. And this is true also of mitzvahs of the Torah. L'yosem ratzon elyon, because the mitzvahs are the will of Hashem, ein behem ischalkos, therefore there is no difference between one mitzvah and another mitzvah. They all come from the same will. V'lachein l'fa'amim mitzvahs ha-mitzvah ein eklum, u'lfa'amim chelek ma-mitzvah ikakula. Therefore, we find an interesting thing, that there is in certain places, in certain instances, a part of the mitzvah, if you only have a part of the mitzvah and not the whole mitzvah, not all the details, then it doesn't work at all. Like if you have only an esrig and a lulav and a dasim, but you're missing aravos, so then you don't do anything. There's no point in doing anything because you need all of it in order to make up the mitzvah. On the other hand, we find that even if you do one part of the mitzvah, it's as if you did the whole mitzvah. That one chelik includes the whole mitzvah. And the reason for this is, both of them come from the same place. Because Ratzin is indivisible, so if the Ratzin is an encompassing thing, that you need all four in order to have the Ratzin, so then you need all four, and not it doesn't work. But if the Ratzon is for one chelik, already satisfies the Ratzon, so then even one detail of the Ratzon already encompasses the whole mitzvah. You have to understand when this Ratzon is and when that Ratzon is. I don't know that in most cases, but the reason for both of these for both of these halachas comes from the same place. It's Ratzon. Therefore, it's indivisible. So therefore, either it could mean that you need all four in order to have anything, or it could mean you have one detail which encompasses the whole thing, you have the whole thing. This idea is expressed in the general principles of Tumah V'Tahara. As we said before, that Zois Chukas HaTorah, according to the Medrash, seems to relate to all mitzvahs of Tumah V'Tahara, not only Tumas Mes and Parah Adumah. Number one, Min HaTorah I Efshah Shatumah Tochol Rak Al Mitzvah Aguf. Min HaTorah, if someone comes into contact with Tumah, it doesn't apply only to a part of the body. It encompasses the whole body. Your whole body becomes tummy. And if a person touches with only one small part of their body something which conveys tuma, imparts tuma, the whole body becomes tuma, even though only a small part of your body came into contact with the tuma. Base. A person becomes tuma by any type of connection to that tuma. Which means, even if your contact with that tumah was in a very, very superficial way, even so you become tameh. It's with the same tumah as if you ingested that tumah. If you ingest tumah, you would understand, well, it became a part of me, it's inside me, and so on. So of course I'm becoming tummy, but what happens if one hair on my body touches something that is tummy, that's so external to me and so on, but you become tummy in the same tuma, to the same degree as if you ate it. Gimel, ba'oimik yaser, a little deeper. B'negiya zu atzma, einaf gemina ben shenogaba b'mezid. Another thing, when you touch something and when you come into contact, even superficially, with tumah, with the source of tumah, even if you didn't do it intentionally, it doesn't matter whether you did it intentionally or you did it b'shoigig, inadvertently, or yafilu ba'inus, even if it was against your will, you didn't want to come into contact with that tumah. The Rachmanopatri, generally we say that einus Rachmanopatri, that if you do something against your will, the Torah exempts you from any responsibility for that, but still by Tumah, you still become Tummy. Zaysa Meris, in other words, Loi Rak Negiya Kolshi Begashmi is not only a very, the slightest contact Begashmi is. Ela Filu Gishagam Beruchnis Loi Yisa Zays Kiim Negiya Shol Shaychas Rechayka Maid. But even spiritually, it was a very, very removed connection because it was against your will. Because it was unintentional or even against your will. Even so, you become tummy. Dalid. The result of becoming tummy is absolute. In connection with your, in relation to your connection to Kedusha. Ein ha-tumah geremez by rak chesorim prati b'shaychusa l'kedusha. It means not this kind of tumah doesn't cause only some detail of you that it becomes tamed or that you lose contact with kedusha to a certain degree in a small way to one detail of kedusha. No. Through this very, very superficial connection to tumah, both begashmis and beruchnis, as he said, you are completely lose any connection to kedusha in these matters. Also, lechol davar kodesh, You're not allowed to eat something that is sanctified. Which means a holy thing is not permitted, now cannot become part of you. You cannot eat it, meaning it that cannot become part of you. And even more so, not only can you not ingest Kedusha, but you're not allowed to even enter into a place of Kedusha. You can't come to the Beis HaMikdash. So even though it could be a very superficial connection to Tuma, both Begashnis and Beruchnis, it completely disconnects you from Kedusha, even though it's against your will. V'atam l'cholze, the reason for this. Be'inyan ha-Tuma v'tara me'i rotzne el yemegili. Because in matters of Tumah Vatara, there you see the will of Hashem in its full measure. It's only related to the Ratzon Hashem. V'lechein nira v'nikar behem begili heder achilu v'ashina bein rav l'mat. And therefore, when the will of Hashem is so fully recognized, you see that there is no difference between a lot and a little. When you have a full revelation of Ratzon Hashem, you see that there is no difference between a little bit and a lot. There is no difference how the person's connection to the Tumah was established. Even if it was only a very superficial connection. Both begashmias, it was superficial. He merely touched it. And spiritually, if it was against his will. His connection to the Tumah is so superficial, both begashmias and beruchnias. Still, he becomes completely tameh. Both begashmias, he becomes all tameh, which means the whole body becomes tameh. And beruchnias also that you become disconnected from being permitted to have any connection to kedusha. So this is the reason is because Tumah Vatara is so connected to Ratzon HaElyon in such an open way, because there's no way to understand it on any other level. So the only thing that we understand about it is that it's Ratzon HaElyon, and because it's so openly Ratzon HaElyon, therefore Ratzon doesn't leave any place for differences. It doesn't make a difference if it's a small, a little bit, a lot, superficial, not superficial, it's all tummy. This idea in the Aveda of every person. Amar Razal, our sages tell us, you shouldn't weigh the importance of mitzvahs of Torah. You should be just as careful with a small mitzvah as a serious mitzvah. That a person should be equally careful in regards to all mitzvahs. Even though one may say, how is it possible that I should be as careful about a small matter which is the Rabbanon? But I says I should be just as careful with a small matter the Rabbanon as with the biggest of the biggest mitzvahs or averus. But I zehirus bedikto kal b'divaseifim gufi yinigia levad bara. If I were to be less than careful with a small matter, the Rabbanon, that would be only a superficial connection to Ra. It's touching, you know, something which is Ra. How could you compare it to a lack of attention to a very, very important mitzvah? How could you compare it? Where does the term kalos or chamuris come from? From within Torah itself. In other words, Torah also recognizes that there is a difference between the big ones and the smaller ones. So how could you be equally careful? So this teaches, the inyan of tumah teaches, mitzad b'chinas tam b'dash b'mitzvahs, that when you look at mitzvahs from the perspective of reason and intellect, yes, chilukim adreges b'mitzvahs, there you can find differences in the importance of one mitzvah to another. Chukim edus mishpatim, there's a difference between the three categories of mitzvahs, chukim edus mishpatim, there's a difference between kalos v'chamures, within Torah even. That's mitzad the chachma of Torah, of mitzvahs, mitzad mehusa mitzvah. But when you look at what is the essence of the mitzvah, That it is the will of Hashem. There is absolutely no difference between one mitzvah and another, as important as or as less important as it is. They're all equally the will of Hashem. And in regards to the avodah of the person doing the mitzvah, that according to how much of a pagam, how much of a taint it leaves on your soul, according to that will have to be the cleansing process, as we know. The same is true, of course, according to the schar mitzvah, as the greater the mitzvah, the more the schar. That's all mitzad chochma. But the real essence of the mitzvah, that through doing a mitzvah, any mitzvah, you become connected, as the word mitzvah connotes, that it means attachment to the Eibishter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hadeza v'chola mitzvah, so this is true for every mitzvah. And therefore, even the smallest compromise, the smallest touch, compromise in something which goes against the will of Hashem, this touches and affects your general connection to the Eibishter. And this teaching relates to and therefore is demanded of every single Jew. Even the simplest of the simple. And therefore, that's why this lesson comes from the general principles of Tumah V'Tahara, not from the details of Tumah V'Tahara, as he said back in the beginning. Because this lesson belongs even to people that don't understand Torah. So that's why it's taught from the part of the in the Torah which talks about the general principles, which is in Torah Shebikzav, which relates to every Jew. This feeling in the fulfillment of mitzvah, that even being careful in the smallest detail of a small mitzvah, it has effect on your general connection to Hashem. This feeling of connection to even the smallest part of the mitzvah, and that this affects your essence and the essence of your connection to Hashem, that feeling comes from the Etzem and Neshama, which transcends Chochma, Tamadas. Okepiskama Yedua, and as is the famous phrase, Yehuda Eina Reitze, that a Yid cannot, Ve'eina Yochlen doesn't want, sorry, a Yid does not want to, Ve'eina Yochlen cannot, Li is Nifred Me'elukus, to be separated from Elukus, Ve'hergezeu Eitzel Kolechad Ve'chami Yisrael, and every Jew has connection to this feeling. And although it's true that a person cannot be lit in this way all the time, that you should always be in a state where you're, this kind of connection to the Eibishter lights up your existence. It's hard to be there all the time. It's hard to be there during the whole year, during the whole day, because Avedis Hashem has to come in an orderly way, which means that you can't always be in Yom Kippur and you can't always be in the middle of davening. You have to be doing other things, and Avedis Hashem has to transcend down to your lowly life too. However, even though you can't be there all the time, when a person awakens this kind of feeling in those special times in the year, amongst those special times of the year is on the Shabbos when you read that this parsha, which is, expresses this feeling. So when you read it in the Torah during the parsha, so it's like the same thing that we say, that when a person learns Torah's Eilah, it's as if you brought an Eilah. So when you read Zayis Chukas HaTorah, it's living Zayis Chukas HaTorah and the lesson that we just said. And therefore it leaves its impression even when you do your Avodah al Pitam Badas, the Meshal Kol HaShonah V'Kol HaYom, for the rest of the year and the rest of the day. Oz Margish Goyd L'Chaymer V'Chesorim Menegiyas Mashu B'Dover Bilte Rotzli. And then you feel and you sense how important it is that you shouldn't even touch in the slightest way something which is goes against the will of Hashem. Hayra Anol Yeshno Gamba Avodas Adam Imazulas. And this lesson also has relevance to when a person does Avaida not with himself but with another person. When a person is involved in bringing closer the heart of a Yid to Hashem and the Torah, it's possible that the thought should occur to you that what's important, if I'll be able to accomplish that, he should do those important mitzvahs. And if I get him to do important mitzvahs, or I get him to do the general principles of the mitzvah, that's good enough. And it's not as important that I should make sure that this person should also be committed to even the smallest diktukal, even the smallest mitzvah, the rabbanon, and that it should, he should be so committed to it, admitzi anevish, his whole soul is invested into it. I would think that, valzeba amayna, and also to this comes the answer, kishem shu b'tzad habilti rotzui, that just like it's true in the negative, about tuma v'tara, da'yidei negiya kalavadova rada, by the smallest touch, the slightest touch of something negative. This could undermine the general connection to Hashem. This is true in the positive too. It's possible that you should affect a person in their commitment to Torah mitzvahs. Even if they're touching it only, they have a small connection to Torah and mitzvahs. Through this smallest connection to Torah and mitzvahs, you brought them out, you dragged them out from the depths of the depths. And you raise them up to the highest of the high, until the highest place possible. So the Rebbe in these two paragraphs, he bridged both extremes. On the one hand, a person that is willing to do big mitzvahs and so on, in general, accept Torah mitzvahs, you have to make sure that they're also committed to the smallest of the small. On the other hand, a person that is not interested in anything else, but you can connect them to the smallest mitzvah, that can bring him out, that can connect them to the Eibishter completely, because by the Eibishter and by Ratzon, there is no difference between a lot and a little. The smallest connection to the Ratzon of Hashem is a thorough and complete connection to the Eibishter.